Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon people to make unity a guiding principle and work with understanding that service to nation is service to divine. Uttar Pradesh government announces additional bonus to sanitation and health workers and bus drivers for the continuous services during Mahakumbh. Prime Minister Modi chairs high-level meeting to review Ayush sector, reiterates government's commitment to strengthen the sector. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and President of the European Commission explore ways to boost India-Europe engagement. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants elect to field against Royal Challengers Bangalore in Bengaluru. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the tradition of Mahakumbh has been reinvigorating India's national consciousness for thousands of years, showing new ways to the country and society. Mr. Modi said this time the Mahakumbh of this kind came after 144 years and has given the message of a new chapter in India's development journey. He said the message is of Viksit Bharat. Mr. Modi penned down these thoughts in a blog shared today. The Prime Minister said, as a citizen, he prays that we draw new inspiration from the memories of our ancestors and saints. He called upon people to make unity a guiding principle and work with the understanding that service to the nation is service to the divine. The Prime Minister said people from every region, including abroad, caste and ideology, were one in the Mahakumbh. We have a report.
The Prime Minister said it was Ekta Ka Mahakumbh in Prayagraj where the sentiments of 140 crore Indians converged at the same place at the same time for this sacred occasion. Mr. Modi said every devotee came with one purpose, taking a dip in the Sangam, the holy confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati. He said it filled every pilgrim with enthusiasm, energy and confidence. He said the world watched in wonder how crores of people gathered at Prayagraj. The Prime Minister said these people had no formal invitation, no prior communication on when to go. Yet crores of people left for the Mahakumbh of their own accord and felt the bliss of taking a dip in the sacred waters. He hoped that this Ekta Ka Mahakumbh helped the nation move ahead with new resolutions. Mr. Modi called upon everyone to make unity the guiding principle, to work with the understanding that service to the nation is service to the divine. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath announced that the state government will provide an additional bonus of 10,000 rupees to the sanitation and health workers, bus drivers who continuously provided the services in the Mahakumbh. The Chief Minister interacted with the sanitation, health, bus operators and policemen associated with the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj today. Mr. Yogi also honoured the employees who made the Mahakumbh a success. He announced that 16,000 rupees per month will be given to the sanitation and health workers who do not receive the minimum wage through DBT.
एक अतिरिक्त बोनस देंगे 10,000 रुपए का इस मेले के दौरान इन्होंने जो कार्य किया है दूसरा हम लोग अभी एक व्यवस्था करने जा रहे हैं अब हम लोग आगे अप्रैल से हमारा एक कॉर्पोरेशन बनने जा रहा है जिसके माध्यम से हम व्यवस्था करने जा रहे हैं कि जो भी स्वच्छता कर्मी अब काम करेगा कम से कम उसको 16,000 रुपए हर महीने उसके खाते में हम लोग देने का काम करेंगे मिनिमम वेजेस केवल सफाई कर्मियों को ही नहीं उन स्वास्थ्य कर्मियों को भी जिन्हें पूरा वेज नहीं मिल पाता था उन सबको भी हम इसके साथ जोड़ने जा रहे हैं
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the Ayush sector. In the meeting, the Prime Minister emphasized the sector's significant contributions in promoting preventive health care, boosting rural economies through medicinal plant cultivation, and enhancing the country's global standing as a leader in traditional medicine. He highlighted the sector's resilience and growth, noting its increasing acceptance worldwide and its potential to drive sustainable development and employment generation. The Prime Minister reiterated that the government is committed to strengthening the Ayush sector with a focus on research and innovation. He also emphasized the need to promote holistic and integrated health and standard protocols for yoga, naturopathy and the pharmacy sector. The meeting was attended by Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda, Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister Dr. P.K. Mishra and other senior officials. President Draupadi Murmu has lauded the critical role played by the design sector in providing innovative solutions to contemporary challenges. Addressing the 44th convocation of the National Institute of Design in Ahmedabad, the president said design acts as a bridge between tradition and modernity. She said this fusion fosters innovation and preserves a rich heritage. President Murmu stressed the need to study and document India's rich design systems, especially the older, lesser-known designs. Highlighting the role of design in bringing social change, the president praised the Indian design industry and institutions like NID for providing innovative solutions to real-world problems. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal, Gujarat Governor Acharya Devrat, and Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel were also present on the occasion. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today hailed the contribution of social reformer Nanaji Deshmukh, saying some people leave a lasting impact and become the reason for the change of an era. Mr. Shah was addressing a program organized to pay tributes to Deshmukh on his 15th death anniversary at Chitrakoot, Madhya Pradesh, recalling his contribution in the fields of art, politics, industry and the service sector. Mr. Shah said he left an indelible impact in all these areas. He said 60 crore people have got houses, toilets, free rations and free health coverage of 5 lakh rupees in the last 10 years.
भारत के विकास के मॉडल को पंडित दीनदयाल जी ने अंत्योदय के नाम से रखा। विकास की पंक्ति में जो अंतिम खड़ा है, जब तक इसका विकास नहीं होता, विकास कितना भी हो जाए, उसके मायने नहीं रहते। अंतिम व्यक्ति का विकास ये राष्ट्र के विकास का परिचायक होना चाहिए और विकास होना भी चाहिए, मगर विरासत को साथ में रखकर करना चाहिए।
Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarvananda Sonowal launched a series of major initiatives by the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways aimed at modernizing India's maritime infrastructure, strengthening its global trade presence and promoting sustainability. These initiatives were launched during a stakeholder meeting in Mumbai today to discuss various possibilities stemming from major announcements made in the Union Budget for the maritime sector. The initiatives include One Nation, One Port process, ONOP, to standardize and streamline operations across India's major ports. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen this evening. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he appreciates Ms. von der Leyen's thoughts on re-energizing India's engagement with Europe. He said the wide-ranging participation of Indian ministers and EU College of Commissioners during this visit stands testimony to the importance placed on deeper India-EU ties. President of the European Commission arrived in New Delhi today for the first visit of EU College of Commissioners to India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with the President of the European Commission tomorrow. Our correspondent reports that 22 of the 27 EU commissioners are on a two-day visit to India. This is the first-ever visit of the EU College of Commissioners together to India. The visit will pave the way for further strengthening of bilateral relations based on growing convergences. Niti Aayog today said that India holds the fifth position among the world's top economies, boasting a staggering chained real GDP of $4.3 trillion in 2025. In a social media post, Niti Aayog cited the International Monetary Fund, saying India's chained real GDP has witnessed a significant surge from $2.4 trillion in 2015 to $4.3 trillion in 2025. India also recorded the highest inflation-adjusted growth of 77% among the top 20 countries, surpassing major economies like China and the United States. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that India's IT sector hit $282 billion in revenue in the financial year 2024-25. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said 90,000 patents were filed and exports in the IT sector reached $224 billion in 2024-25. The Make the World Wear Khadi campaign will be part of the inaugural World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit of WAVES. The campaign aims to blend India's rich textile heritage with global fashion trends, offering an exciting challenge to advertising professionals and freelancers. This challenge is a part of the Create in India Challenges, which is a flagship WAVES initiative. Over 73,000 creative minds from worldwide have already registered in the challenge. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal has emphasized the importance of engaging the youth and expanding the reach of radio, particularly in urban areas. Mr. Sehgal visited Akashvani Ahmedabad today and reviewed the operations of the station's studios, news and program units.
मैं एक बात इनसे कहा है कि हम सबको प्रयास करना है कि कैसे हम अधिक से अधिक श्रोताओं से जुड़े और अधिक से अधिक श्रोताओं से जुड़ने के लिए आवश्यक है कि हम अपने कार्यक्रमों को और रुचिकर बनाएं विशेषकर युवा महिला इन सब जो हमारे समाज का एक बड़ा महत्वपूर्ण अंग है उनके से संबंधित कार्यक्रम बना बना के उनको ज्यादा से ज्यादा संख्या में जोड़ने का कोशिश
In Telangana, the rescue teams are yet to establish contact with the trapped persons while efforts have been intensified. They have begun cutting parts of the tunnel, boring, machine and other obstacles that are preventing them from reaching the spot where they can search for the individuals. Nagar Kurnool Superintendent of Police Vaibhav Gaikwad said that debris transportation can be taken up after the repair of the conveyor belt in the tunnel. Met Department has issued orange alerts for rainfall and snowfall over Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh for the next 2 days. Yellow alerts for rainfall in North Punjab and Uttarakhand has also been issued. National capital Delhi will witness drizzle along with thunderstorms for the next 3 days. The Weather Department also predicted a gradual fall in maximum temperature over the next 2 days and an increase thereafter. Uttarakhand experienced snowfall today in the higher altitudes and rainfall in the lower regions, leading to a drop in temperature. There are reports of snowfall in the high Himalayan areas of the state, including Harsil, Mukhba in Uttarkashi district. The Meteorological Department has predicted rainfall in various parts of the state today and tomorrow, with snowfall expected in higher altitude areas. An orange alert has also been issued for very heavy to very heavy snowfall in the high altitude regions of Uttarkashi, Chamoli, Rudraprayag, Tihri Garhwal, Pithoragarh and Bageshwar districts tomorrow. In Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru have set a target of 126 runs before Gujarat Giants in Bengaluru. Earlier put to bat first, Royal Challengers posted 125 runs, losing 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, the match between hosts Pakistan and Bangladesh at the Rawalpindi Cricket Stadium has been called off without a single ball being bowled due to incessant rain. Hosting an ICC tournament for the first time in 29 years, Pakistan thus ended the disastrous campaign without registering a single victory. Bangladesh, too, concluded the journey without a win. Ministers for State Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, S.P. Singh Baghel and George Kurian today conferred the awards to the winners of Prani Mitra and Jeev Daya Awards at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. This initiative aims to recognize outstanding individuals and organizations for their remarkable contributions to animal welfare and protection. Speaking to the media, Mr. Baghel said that these awards raise awareness among citizens and the awardees will also inspire other people. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon people to make unity a guiding principle and work with understanding that service to nation is service to divine. Uttar Pradesh government announces additional bonus to sanitation and health workers and bus drivers for the continuous services during Mahakumbh. Prime Minister Modi chairs high-level meeting to review Ayush sector, reiterates government's commitment to strengthen the sector. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and President of the European Commission explore ways to boost India-Europe engagement. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore set a target of 126 runs before Gujarat Giants in Bengaluru. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.